Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. It is our annual Jazz for Justice program this morning, and this is always a favorite, a great event taking place November 2nd at UMW, and we're going to get into all of that this morning. We have a full house, but I'm going to start off with Doug Gately, the head of the UMW Jazz Department, and you've been here every year. We've done a Jazz for Justice show, Doug.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
It's one of the highlights of the year that we look forward to.
This was the show. This when we did this show, I guess, 6 years ago, was when I was first introduced to you, and you are just one of my favorite guests because you just the passion that you have for this and just the interest you have in jazz and in students, it's very evident as we go along each morning when you've come in.
Well, it really is all about the students and giving them the opportunity to play to the public in a venue of music they love to do, and at the same time really help a very worthy cause.
That's this is really a night and a time to highlight the jazz department, but also, like you say, for legal aid works and what that provides this area.
Yeah, absolutely, it helps the community and it helps the students, and it's a fun night.
How'd this all come about? How'd the whole program start out?
Well, I got a phone call from Paul Simpson. Well, actually, from the president's office. It says, "Hey, there's a gentleman here that wants to talk to us about doing a jazz fundraising type thing." And I says, and he asked me if I can come over and meet with them. And so I had a meeting with the president and Paul Simon, and he told me about this Jazz for Justice program, which is headed by Ed Wiener. And it sounded so good. And the president asked me, well, you want to do this? I says, absolutely. We're on board with this. This is great. So that's how it started.
Well, and it's Joel Young here with Reinhard Harper and Davis. And Joel's also, you've been here before. You're also on the board of Legal Aid Works.
Yeah, I'm vice chair of the board of Legal Aid Works. I'm chair of the fundraising for Jazz for Justice. So this is, I think, year number four for me doing this. So Paul Simpson didn't want to make this about himself. He said, Joel, we want you to also help out. So and Ann Klockner is the one who roped me into the board for now we call it Legal Aid Works. So,
yeah.
But this is just a fantastic program. I think it's just so neat to have a program that uses the talents and skills of the students at Mary Washington under the tutelage of Doug Gately and for the benefit of the community and our community members.
And we're going to get in. I think your involvement with, I mean, you're with with the law community and also with this is a great story too, and we'll get into all that as we go along this morning. Katrina Volton is here. She's the director of development for Legal Aid Works. Katrina, good to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having us.
For people that aren't aware, talk about Legal Aid Works in the good work that you do, not only in this community, a lot of communities in this region.
Absolutely. So we like to say that we champion fairness for those with the least access to the civil justice system. So oftentimes you'll see us reference this event in relation to where jazz and justice for all kind of meet. So it's a great opportunity for individuals to support both this local nonprofit and help us get the word out. We've had some outreach events recently where people will mention, you know, well, I've heard of Legal Aid, but I didn't know that we had one. So we most certainly do. We serve 17 counties in the area, and including the city of Fredericksburg, where we will be hosting this event. So as you can see on the flyer here that we have and those that we have posted all around downtown Fredericksburg, we like to think that justice and jazz studies really should be for all. So that's the whole goal of this event and how we partner with UMW in doing so.
Talk about just kind of day to day what Legal Aid Works does, because you mentioned the 17 counties, but you're helping a specific group of people that need. They need law help. They need legal help.
Yep. So low-income individuals and families can call our hotline to see if they qualify, and we will pair them with an advocate that could then help them with a variety of different issues. We see individuals who have survived domestic violence situations. We are also helping individuals secure their benefits. So really helping increase income and financial stability in people's lives, and also making sure that they are safe, especially as it relates to, you know, any children involved in the equation. So that's kind of the day-to-day in terms of how our attorneys stay busy across all of those counties. We have offices in Fredericksburg, Culpeper, and Tappahannock. So again, that reach really spans across a wide net here in Virginia.
As far as what Legal Aid Works, I know there's a specific type of cases that you do.
Yes, so they're all civil cases, and most recently we have a focus on housing and the eviction crisis here in Virginia. So again, no criminal cases.
Right.
All civil legal representation. A lot of times we'll, you know, help people understand this concept that the right to an attorney isn't applicable in the cases that we're faced with here in the office. So again, these are individuals and families that need some sort of representation, really intimidated by the process, sometimes going up against their abuser in court. So it's really important for us to stand up and make sure that we're helping those have a voice who wouldn't otherwise have that opportunity.
Boy, Joel, and I know, these are the cases that a lot of day-to-day things in people that can't afford an attorney, and if they don't have an attorney, you know, they're pretty much sunk.
Well, and so we talk about access to justice, and one of the responsibilities of attorneys in general is to assist and help with access to justice. So one of the ways I do that is being part of the board of Legal Aid Works. So if you imagine somebody who's the victim of domestic violence going to get a protective order, there's a process where that is a temporary process. In order to have that then stick, they have to essentially go and face the person that they're trying to get the protective order against. Well, if they're going against that person who has an attorney, they're at a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. Legal Aid Works steps in to level the playing field.
And that's what the work that Legal Aid Works does in this community. And this whole event is a great event to call attention to it, and also to raise some money for Legal Aid Works.
Absolutely. Thank you for mentioning that. We have a great list of sponsors. We can't read them all, but I'm going to go through a few here. The law firm of Carrillo, Gold & Josie, Sunken Well Tavern, Purvis Ford, BB&T, our number one in our hearts and number one in your program, Doug Gately, is also himself a sponsor. So we'll get through more of these in the program, but these are just fantastic community partners.
As far as the event itself, again, it is November 2nd at UMW in Dodd Auditorium, and there are a number of places you can get tickets, and we will go through that too along as we go along this morning and talk about the program. Again, it is Jazz for Justice. It's November 2nd. It's a Saturday night, and it is a terrific program. That is our focus this morning. When we come back, we're going to talk about UMW Jazz and also meet a student that's here from the UMW Jazz program. That's our focus. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
We are talking Jazz for Justice this morning. It's November 2nd at the University of Mary Washington. Doug Gately is here from UMW, and we also have with us Haley Amick, who's a student at UMW. Haley, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
What year are you at UMW?
I'm a freshman.
Okay. Well, you do this every year, Doug. You have had a history of bringing freshmen through here.
We're very much into bringing talent to the university. So Haley's one of the big ones that we brought.
So this will be your first Jazz for Justice.
Yes, it will be.
What instrument do you play? I think I know because you have a necklace on, but I'll let you talk about that.
I play alto saxophone, and I absolutely love being a part of the University of Mary Washington and being able to play the saxophone for them.
When did you start playing the sax?
I've been playing the sax since I was probably like 7 or 8 years old, but I didn't really like I didn't start getting it and start like really getting into it until I was like in like fifth grade. And then I started playing with the band at school, and of course I still loved it. But I've always loved music.
How'd you get to UMW?
Through Professor Gately, of course. I met him at a summer camp, and I decided that I really would love to have him as one of my teachers.
See, that'd be me. If I played an instrument and I met you, Doug, I would. You have that kind of personality.
Well, we try to pass the torch to each generation to play some quality music, you know. So jazz is a great venue for any person to express themselves. Which they talk about. Somebody asked me one time, why do we do? How's jazz fit with legal aid? And so forth. I says, well, jazz is one of the great expressions of freedom. And so they say, like, level the playing field where you have a voice. The legal aid works is great. It just fits with the jazz narrative. So, and we're grateful to have students like Haley come to the university and be part of it.
What will you do that night for Jazz for Justice? Do you know what I'm hoping you know what you'll be playing at this point of which you'll do that night.
Yeah, we'll be. I have a few solos, of course, and saxophones. Will have a little spotlight performance for you guys.
Talk about the program itself, because Doug, it is there's a lot to the program. I mean, everybody can find something that they can latch onto and really like.
Yeah, we do play lots of different styles of music. We'll even be doing some Jimi Hendrix.
Seriously?
Yep. We have a guitar player that I think you'll really enjoy him. So we have gospel. We have children's choir that sings some pretty cool tunes, you know. And but we do a lot of in some of the arrangements are original, so it's not something you'll hear at any other band. Because I do a lot of the writing, quite frankly. So, but it's a fun evening, and I think everybody would enjoy what we do. Jazz is just a great thing of expression, and when the audience sees it, we're enjoying ourselves.
Yeah,
I always tell people, you know, jazz is nothing more than a conversation among musicians. And we have a lot of people in the audience just listening in. And if they see that our conversation is cool and enjoyable, they latch on to that.
I think that is the one thing about when you do watch jazz, of just how the players all communicate with one another, and you all seem like you're having such a good time.
Yeah. And since this program started, I mean, we have, I can't remember how many we have now, but we started out with one scholarship. Now I think there's about 7 or 8 students in the band.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Getting scholarship money, yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be exciting for you to see how this has grown like that.
It's great, and we keep hoping it gets bigger because it's no different than sports and sometimes trying to attract quality people. Sometimes the money helps.
Yeah,
helps them discover what we have and how it can benefit their life. So they check us out, and they like what they see, and they come. And I tell you, if you play at Mary Washington, or you come to Mary Washington, you will have an opportunity to play. You're not lost in a crowd. And all the professors are quite really relate to their students. Students can come. I mean, we're so accessible. It's unbelievable. Most of the professors, their doors are open all the time. Students come wandering in and have questions and so forth, you know, and it's a good place.
Well, Doug, and that's a great point that especially, I mean, you know, Haley's here this morning. She's a freshman and she's going to be part of Jazz for Justice. What a great experience right away as a freshman to be doing that.
And she's going to be a soloist.
Yeah.
So it's nice. Some schools you go to, you're just going to be stuck in the crowd for a while. But you come to Mary Washington, we'll put you to work.
You excited about this, Haley? I guess I think you
yes,
would be.
I am. I'm very excited.
Any certain style of jazz that you like, particularly yourself personally?
To be honest, I'm still learning a lot of jazz. But I'm just I like everything. I've loved listening to it. I love learning it.
So you have listened to it for a while. I mean, I guess if that you play the sax, and if you're interested in it like that, besides just playing it, there is I guess the listening component of.
Yes.
You learn a lot from listening.
You have to listen to music to be able to learn from it. I didn't realize until I decided that I wanted to become like this was my life that you had to like listen to it. And it makes sense because if you have to be able to be in the element that you want to thrive in.
Never thought of that, Doug. Yeah,
it is a language. If you want to learn Spanish, you have to listen to Spanish and
right,
speak it.
Yeah.
If you want to learn music, and if you want to learn jazz, you have to listen to it and then speak it on your instrument.
Like you said, I mean, there are so many different kinds of jazz and so different types.
Right. That's why I always get a chuckle a little bit in my mind when someone says, "Oh, I don't like jazz." Well, there's so many different styles. I mean, what are you saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's the funk blues stuff, and there's, you know, the early trad jazz and the swing big bands, and, you know, I mean, there's just such a variety of music. And now jazz has the ability to absorb almost any culture in the world. And these cultures are absorbing jazz, and they put their twist on it. And it just blossoms into a totally different organism sometimes, but there's always the thread of the American jazz experience in it. So it's a beautiful music to adapt, for one thing. Jazz can absorb anything.
So when you both are in the car, I mean, are you listening to jazz? Do you listen to a lot? I mean, do you listen to a lot of that?
I usually listen to 12:30 a.m.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Right answer.
On a regular basis.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. No other questions. No other questions are necessary. So Haley, you said you got a solo or two on for Jazz for Justice?
Yeah, I do.
What's some of the things you're going to play?
I guess I could talk about that. I'm still working on them.
Okay.
Me and a Barry sax player are doing a song called Lines for Lines, and that'll be pretty interesting. I like that tune. Doug, of course, arranged that for us. there's a couple other pieces.
You do a lot of that because you mentioned that a second ago. That a lot of these are original, and I know you do a lot of that, Doug.
Yeah, I think one thing the band had a real challenge with this semester is I wrote James Taylor's Fire and Rain, but it's usually done in 4/4, kind of a folk kind of sound. You know, I wrote it in 7/4 with a kind of a funky groove to it, so it'll be different.
That's fascinating that you did.
And quite frankly, it features me. On flute, so I'll be doing that.
Why have a horn if you can't toot it, Judd?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. The other thing about Jazz for Justice is that I'm assuming in past years you've been kind of the MC of the program, and you do a fantastic job.
Well, I don't. I guess some people say that, but I don't know. I'm not the best public speaker in the world. But one thing I view myself and put myself on a little pedestal that I'm the artistic director. But the real brains behind all this stuff is these folks here. You know, the Fredericksburg Bar Legal Aid Works. These are the people that put things together. I just throw some songs on a stage, but they're out there doing the real work on this project.
Well, so. you are when I heard because you hear very laid back with your approach, but you get on stage, and you have an instrument or a microphone, you become a different person.
Well, thank you. My wife always says I should be a different person.
It is Jazz for Justice. It's November 2nd at the University of Mary Washington at Dodd Auditorium. There are a number of ticket locations. Joel, do you want to talk, or I guess Katarina, do you want to talk about where you can get tickets for Jazz for Justice?
Absolutely. So you can first and foremost purchase tickets online. Our website is legalaidworks.org, and if you put in legalaidworks.org/jazzforjustice or go to our events tab, there is a page dedicated to Jazz for Justice as well as a ticket purchase page. So you can go ahead and take care of that all online. We're also selling tickets right from our office. There will be a friendly face who greets you at the front reception, and you can purchase your tickets in person. And we're over at 500 Lafayette. And likewise, we have some spots around town. So there is the Visitor Center, Robertson's, and Creative Music. And all of those are places where you can pick up tickets in person. And we will be selling them right up until the event and also selling tickets at the door. So we try to keep these costs very accessible to individuals and families across the board. Like we've mentioned, this is a community event with two key players in the community showing up and also receiving this benefit of the fundraiser in equal parts. So adults are $10 for their tickets, and students and seniors are $5.
You will not be disappointed. It is a great night. So you move the mic over to you, Joel. Were you gonna jump in?
I'm just gonna hit some sponsors.
Okay, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, so just the thing that makes this all work, both for the Jazz Department and for Legal Aid Works, is the help we get from our community sponsors. I'd like to thank First Citizens Bank, Alliance Physical Therapy, my firm, Reinhardt Harper Davis. I can't think of a better place to work. We represent injured workers. I want to thank Summit Pharmacy, PB Mayors, Virginia Credit Union, and Juan Moore Taco. As well as Allen and Allen. Thanks to all those community partners.
Joel Young is here. He's with Reinhardt Harper and Davis. He's also on the Legal Aid Works board. Katarina Volton is the Director of Development for Legal Aid Works. Haley Amick here, a UMW student, and Doug Gately, the head of the Jazz Department at UMW. It is Jazz for Justice, November 2nd at UMW. LegalAidWorks.org. Click on their events tab for all the information. More coming up this morning. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It's Jazz for Justice this morning, and that is our focus. It's November 2nd at UMW at good old Dodd Auditorium, a great night of jazz that helps the UMW Jazz Department and Legal Aid Works locally. All the information, and we'll run through this again and talk about where you can get tickets and all of that, but go to legalaidworks.org, go to the events tab, and you will find all the information on Jazz for Justice. As far as anything new this year, Doug, with the Jazz for Justice program itself?
Yeah, after the concert, we're going to actually have a jam session.
And you've done that before. I know you have it the last year.
This one's going to be
so.
a little more special.
Okay.
Because it's going to be hosted by the Fredericksburg Jazz Collective and the Colonial Tavern downtown. So after the concert, people are going to head down there, and anybody can come sit in with the musicians and the band that's there, and some of the students will be there to play.
Yeah.
I'll be there to play. We'll be hanging out at the Colonial Tavern.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So you get to see jazz in its sort of in its roots of how musicians learn to play. A lot of times it's in the jam session.
Yeah.
That's the school.
So the Colonial Tavern, that's there at the light there by on Lafayette Boulevard and Kenmore
yeah,
Avenue.
There's another name for it, too. The
Irish Brigade.
Yeah. It's right down there by the train station.
So that's what a great spot. It's got room there to do something like this.
And that'll take place probably around somewhere near 10 o'clock, I think.
The event itself, what is it? 7 o'clock?
7:30 we hit.
7:30 it is.
Yeah, I think we'll be certainly done by. Well, we'll be done by 9:30 certainly. So the jam will probably start at 9:30. The band is there's going to be a band over there playing already. So when you show up, there'll be music right away. Yeah.
What we talk about and we talk about what this means for Legal Aid Works and in providing the good work that they do, but just the scholarships and we have you know Haley here and you've brought other students in the past. This is a big deal as far as I mean, I know as a parent, whenever your kids can get scholarships, and especially with something that they love.
Oh yeah,
it's a great
and
thing.
And it really does help attract new students. We have a couple of new freshmen that are outstanding. Haley's one of them. Ryan Phillips. Wait till you hear him play trumpet. It's beautiful.
Well, I like that. This really does emphasize the good things that you all do with the UMW jazz department. I mean as you've described, and you go places, and this is a happening department.
Well, the jazz part of the department, we're out in the community all the time, sort of behind the scenes. You don't always see us because we're doing different fundraisers and so forth. We're doing fundraisers for Belmont. We've done things for I've been out to Rose Hill. The trio's been out there at Rose Hill. We've been out to Moss Lodge. We've been a lot of different places behind the scenes. This week I'm going out to Stratford Hall to play.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of the people that contribute to the community and the arts, a lot of times we help support them too in their gatherings they have. So, and it's a great experience for the students because they see how that works. Playing a private event, a private party, is a very big part of musicians' way they make a living. So,
Haley, as far as day to day, how long do you have to practice?
It just depends. Of course, now that I'm in college, it's a little different than when I was in high school practicing, which when I was in high school, I practiced a lot because I wanted to get some scholarships, of course, to be able to even go to college. But, I mean, now I have all the schoolwork, and I'm managing. I try to practice sax at least 1 to 2 hours a day, but if I get more time, of course, I'm practicing because I'm also a vocalist, and I do that as well. But I try to practice 1 or 2 every day.
Haley, I practiced 6 hours a day. So try to bump it up a little bit.
Okay. No pressure.
I knew asking that question in front of your professor.
That's okay.
I thought was a little bit loaded.
It's a little awkward.
Yeah, that was a memo to myself. Next year we won't do that to whoever the guest is. But no, Doug. I mean, I guess you know this is a I guess this is part of your craft. Is you can just hold that.
Yeah.
And we'll fix that during the you still have an arm there, Joel, so you can hold the microphone. This is live radio. As far as practicing and things like that, I mean, I think a lot of us who just think, oh, you just show up and you're there to do it, but a lot of work goes into these kind of things.
Yeah, a lot of people think we just play. There's been no work involved.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of work that goes into being able to play at a proficient level. So, and it's takes some real dedication and work at it.
Did you really practice 6 hours a day?
I did, on top of all my classwork. After dinner, I went back to the school practice rooms and I stayed there till they threw me out every day.
6 hours.
Sometimes 7. Mm. Yeah. And in between classes, you know, you can't do it all in one shot. So right. you're like, okay, I got a half hour here, I got an hour there. You bump into a practice room and practice.
Yeah.
I can tell you some horror stories, but of my development as a musician. I had professors laugh at me when I played. And it inspired me. I says, yeah, you're right. I'm going to fix it. So that's what I did.
Isn't that interesting, though, that you didn't just take it as you know, woe is me.
No. I thought, hey, man, I appreciate your input.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Be a lesson to us all in life in general.
Just to share this real quick, I was asked to sit in with the big band at Berklee College of Music because the tenor player had to leave or something. So they asked me to come sit in, and I came, sat down. They counted off one, two, three, and they were just roaring. You know, saxophones have all kinds of notes going, running. I'm fumbling and bumbling and crashing, and the director stops it. And he says, okay. He's staring right at me. Let's try this again. And we start up. And I caught a few more notes, but I'm still fumbling. I was a freshman. And I'm fumbling and bumbling. And it was amazing. He says, let's call it a night. We're done. I was so, he just didn't want to deal with me messing up in the saxophone section. So, but I was horrible. I couldn't play very well. But so that's why I was there. I was there to get an education.
Yeah.
So I went back to the practice room and practiced. Yeah. That's how it's done.
So you're ready the next time.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's a great example. And no matter what you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be as ready as you can, but don't be devastated if.
Yeah. I always encourage students out there. You know, they're always talking about district band, state band, and county, and all these bands. They didn't make it, or they're trying to make first chair and all this stuff. I says, you know, when I was in high school, I was the last chair clarinet player in everything. I mean, at the bottom. But it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
If you finally get to the day where you turn the switch. And go, well, this is what I'm going to do. And then you get serious. And then you start spending 6 hours a day to catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my story. Sorry about that, but I hope to inspire students. That it's never too late to turn the switch.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you shared that. That's good stuff. Yeah. Well, Joel, since you're holding the mic, we'll just keep it with you. How did you get involved? Because I guess I'm just sort of piecing things together. I guess you were an attorney in town and met Ann Klockner and got involved with Legal Aid Works. Is that how it worked?
So it was previously Rappahannock Legal Services, and Ann asked for me to be a board member there, which I mean, she wrote me into that. And at about the same time, Paul Simpson said, why don't you come over and help us with this Jazz for Justice? So yeah. That all kind of happened, and they've kind of been parallel tracks here. It's just... really, my community service is, you know, it really blends well together. So it just so happens that the thing I do for Legal Aid Works, I also am able to help with the Jazz for Justice and be part of that. So it's just kind of been a natural part of my public service.
And I guess, I mean, I'm sure you as a lawyer in town have seen the type of cases that the Legal Aid Works deals with, and just the need and just how what they do in this region is so vital.
So there's something called the justice gap, right? We think that that, you know, Legal Aid Works is filling that. It's not. Okay. If we had, you know, triple the money we have, we still would not fill that justice gap. So Legal Aid Works does, you know, it's a scrappy nonprofit, right? And they're doing great work. But the reality is, statewide, nationwide, there is a justice gap. Yes, people are falling through the cracks. They are showing up to court, not knowing what the rules are, not knowing what their rights are, and then being evicted, not getting the protective order becoming permanent, you know, having a judgment against them for medical bills when they could have contested some of those medical bills based on the amount that's being charged.
Yeah.
So, you know, I see my clients as in the injured workers context, that's not the only thing that's going on in their lives. They have other legal issues, and I refer many cases to Legal Aid Works.
Well, good for you of being your community involvement in what you're able to provide to them in the know-how that you have. While you're holding the mic, and before I move away from you, you've been running through a lot of the sponsors. Do you have any more?
Can I keep going?
Yeah, keep going.
Thank you, Ted. Well, we'd like to thank Ted Schubel, obviously, and Town Talk. We also want to thank their sister station, B115. They're running some promos for us to promote Jazz for Justice, mm-hmm. So we want to thank them. Want to thank Merrill Lynch, the law firm of Parrish, Sneed, Franklin, and Simpson. That's Paul Simpson's firm. The law firm of Herschler Fleischer, and the Ketty Group of Davenport. We want to thank the Fredericksburg chapter of the Virginia Women's Attorneys Association. We also want to thank Hyvex Basement Finishing.
So good. As you've gone through that, this is really a community event. Lots and lots of organizations involved.
And Ted, this is I'm just hitting the high notes.
Right.
I mean, there are lots of folks we're not going to be able to get to, but we really, really thank them for their support.
Katarina Volton with Legal Aid Works. I guess if people want more information about what Legal Aid Works provides and all of that kind of stuff, just go to legalaidworks.org and you can find out about Jazz for Justice, but also about the work of Legal Aid Works.
Absolutely. So on our website, you can figure out how to get help, also how to give help, in addition to learning more about the Jazz for Justice event itself and purchasing tickets. Just to reinforce what Joel said, it really takes a village, and we have such a great list of sponsors here and, still have some rolling in. So just to, again, remind everyone, this is a great way to get involved. I've actually talked to a couple of new sponsors this year, and they've said, I want to give back to my community, but I just don't know how. And this is a great segue into that, because not only do you capture a variety of different people with different interests and different audiences, but you get to work with two key players in the community by working with Legal Aid Works and Mary Washington. So it's a really nice way to get involved, to give back, and to do so in a meaningful way that directly impacts two really important causes.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Jazz for Justice, November 2nd at UMW, legalaidworks.org. Click on events to find out ticket information. When we come back, we'll wrap it up and talk about where you can get tickets and talk a little bit more about what's going on here. Doug Gately, Joel Young, Katarina Volton, and Haley Amick here this morning. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Jazz for Justice has been our focus this morning. It's November 2nd at Dodd Auditorium at UMW. Starts at 7:30. It's a Saturday night, and it is a great event. You will be entertained, and also you're helping the Jazz Department at UMW and Legal Aid Works. It's just it can't talk enough about what a great event this is. And Doug, the ticket prices and what we pay for tickets helps those two organizations.
Yeah, it's like cheaper than a movie ticket, really.
Way cheaper.
but you can buy tickets at the door or at the ticket outlets, and they're $10 for adults, and for seniors and students, it's $5. Now the jam session, which is also going to be a lot of fun after the concert over at the Colonial Tavern, there's going to be a $5 cover charge to get in to enjoy that. I believe if you play, I think you get a break on that, but
okay.
I can't remember. Bruce Middle, by the way, one of our faculty members, is going to be running that.
Okay.
So he'll be over there to guide people.
It's a great event. Haley Amick is a student at UMW, a freshman, and to be part of it. Can't wait to hear your stuff, and good luck. I'm sure that getting the scholarship I know your parents would have been happy about it, and has been a great thing for you.
Absolutely. The scholarship, it means a lot to even be able to get a scholarship as like a musician.
Yeah.
And of course, I did earn other scholarships from the University of Mary Washington. Honestly, every dollar counts. And for me especially, I didn't take out any student loans. This is very close to my heart because every scholarship really helps me to be able to even go to college. The University of Mary Washington's Jazz Ensemble is helping me by giving me this opportunity.
Wow. That's well said. Well, this is more than just a night. It's a night of entertainment, but it's also a night to be able to provide students like you. And what you said, Doug, used to be just like one scholarship, and now it's...
Right, I think we have seven. I think.
Yeah, so that's what a terrific event that this kind of thing can be done. And again, Katarina Volton with Legal Aid Works. Go to the Legal Aid website or go to legalaidworks.org. Click events, and you'll find out ticket places or get tickets at the door.
Absolutely. We were mentioning Colonial Tavern just now, and we're actually neighbors there. With them and share that parking lot. So over at 500 Lafayette, you can also grab tickets at our office as well as from one of our remote sites. But again, just check us out online, legalaidworks.org, to learn more and click on our events tab to grab your tickets for Jazz for Justice.
It's a great event. Dot Auditorium is usually filled up, and for a good cause. Joel, and I'll end with you. Did we get all the sponsors there that you wanted to?
We did. There are a couple of large sponsors. My firm, Reinhardt Harper Davis, is always a lead sponsor in this, and I just the law firms, the legal community have really stepped up with this, and I encourage other attorneys and other firms to become a part of this. If you are not, this is really an opportunity to help close the justice gap.
The notes I was given on this, it referred to this as an evening of sizzling jazz tunes, special guests, and musical joy. I think that's it. We thank Ann Klockner for that and
well
her.
Well said.
That's part of her writing. Again, Jazz for Justice, November 2nd at UMW, legalaidworks.org. Click on events. That's it for Town Talk. Thank you all. Thank you all for what you do in the community.
Thanks for having us here.
Thank you.
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.